Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
Good Friday. What's going on?
Well, I was tinkering with the idea of a new open there, Logan Roy, as we were doing before we went on the air, but...
Logan, what do you mean?
That was the Succession.
Wasn't that, yeah, well, wasn't I know, Logan, yeah, Roy? But what do you mean?
Like, oh, I think we know what the
Are Logan, you talking about the F-bomb?
Yeah, the old, oh, F off. He had a great F word.
Yeah, he sure did.
You know, every now and
then...
One
of the very best.
Yeah, like, you know, different people...
Do I smell a segment power ranking The use of the F word?
Well, I'm always been a Tom
Cinema.
Tom Berenger, to me, always had a phenomenal F word.
Yeah, that's right. I can think of his in Major League.
Yeah, yeah.
When and the
if
whole
you watch
effing thing,
any
he
of
says
his
that.
Other movies from Platoon to Major yeah. League to Sniper, he has a, the way he really hits the, there's something about it. But the, whoever that cat, I forget what his name is, he's been in a ton of stuff, but the guy who played the main character, the,
his name's Brian.
On Succession, Logan Roy, that guy had a great, F off.
That's Brian Cox.
Brian
That's
Cox.
That's who that is.
Yeah.
Man was a phenomenal, he dropped a phenomenal F-bomb.
Yeah, he was good at it.
Yeah. Look, as it's like, you know, I know swearing is considered lowbrow, but to some people, they elevate it to an art form. And I thought that was one. So you hit me with that.
Well, that was before the,
yeah, before
the program.
Yeah, before the program.
I was dropping F-bombs over here because I was not being able to get logged
but
in.
But you did it in the style of Logan Roy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, my mom is, as I've told you before, my mom was a notoriously great cusser.
Yeah.
And, you know, the apple doesn't fall far.
Yeah. Yeah. As someone points out here, the guy that plays Roy Kent in, what is that?
Ted Lasso.
He's got a good F-bomb.
It's Brett Goldstein. He has a comedy special out on Max, I think.
He's got a good F-bomb. And, of course, Samuel Jackson. I mean, come on. I mean, that goes without saying.
That's a good one.
A phenomenal use of the F word.
Well, the guy, wasn't the manager in Major League pretty good?
Lou
Brown?
Yeah.
I don't know if Lou ever dropped F-bombs.
Hmm.
He had a couple BS. Don't give me this old label, you know. Man, I wish we could curse, but you can't.
Let's do our own podcast. Screw Odyssey. Then we can say whatever we want.
Just start cursing.
We're so muzzled here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's loosened up quite a bit. You know, it's only a matter of time before eventually on the airwaves. Remember the first time you were like watching like Fox or whatever and like, you know.
Fox News?
Well, of course, you watch
no.
that all the time.
I don't.
No, like Fox, whether it was like Married with Children or The Simpsons when you were like growing up.
Oh.
And you heard like someone say damn or something. And yeah. they were like, ah.
I think you can say the S word on that now, can't you?
Yeah, you hear it on network television. And yeah. then there's like different hours.
Look at us loosening up.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. Look, society's going that way. You can fight it.
Yeah, bunch of heathens.
It's only a matter of time. Well, the idea, and we've talked about this, but the idea that there's curse words, that's the silliest thing in the world.
Yeah, just choose not to be offended. How
exactly.
About that? It's just a word.
Exactly.
Why does it hurt you so much?
Again, you could...
Because somebody told you it should?
Yeah, you could...
Think like, for yourself.
If we all decided that chocolate cake was offensive, then
exactly.
Just, then all of a sudden you're a chocolate cake face. You're like, oh, that's... You know.
What is the dumbest thing to be offended by?
Swear words.
Other than curse words.
Oh. The dumbest thing to be offended? Someone not liking your... Like that one, I've never understood.
To be offended by what? Someone not liking your
well,
what?
like you know, whether it's your politics, your religion, like you know, if someone really loves Jesus and you really love, I don't know.
Well, that's a difference of opinion. Is that really offended? I don't know. If that's like being truly offended. What's the dumbest thing to be offended by?
Dumbest thing to be offended by?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably curse words, but let's go after curse words.
Curse words is high on my list. Trying to think of
by the way, it's college softball season, and I love college softball.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
Yeah,
great sport.
Mm-hmm.
Underrated TV sport.
You like the tight pants.
I like the sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great sport.
And the tight pants. I'm trying to think of what is the dumbest thing to be offended by, because most of the time you're offended by words, whether it's swear words or just someone having a different opinion. I mean, I think that's what it is, right? Someone just with a different opinion and you're offended by it. It's one thing if someone's like going out and they're spewing Nazi propaganda, but if someone just says something that you don't particularly agree with and you're offended by that, that's a bit ridiculous. It really is.
All right, well, we've got big station news today.
We do.
Yeah. You didn't read your email, did you?
No, I saw this.
Oh, you don't think it's big?
To be honest, I can't say. So I heard this live. Because, of course, I listen to my favorite morning show.
Oh, did they talk about it this morning?
Yeah. Way to pay attention.
Well, I didn't hear it. Sorry. Well, I saw my email, though.
I listen to the best morning show in town when I walk the big fella in the morning.
And they announced
it. And they announced it. And to be honest with you, I didn't know that he wasn't under contract.
Oh, for this particular
role? No, just in
or
general.
At all?
I did not know that he was. I assumed that he was a contracted employee.
No. Yeah. Oh, God, no.
I didn't know.
Are you aware of Odyssey, our current company?
I thought.
An Odyssey station.
I mean, he's been here longer than any of us.
Listen, dude, this is more great fan news, okay?
Mm.
And it is that this morning on email, or if you were listening to The Fan in the morning show, you heard that Jason Swigart has been elevated to sports assistant brand manager at The Fan.
And
Dusty's right-hand man.
And more importantly, is a contracted employee.
It'll be Dusty and Swigart tag-teaming The Fan, which is great.
It's like Emperor Palpatine and Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And Swag would be the Darth Vader.
Yeah, Swag's more like...
He's like Goebbels.
It's a...
All right, that may have been a bitch too far. Well, I was just thinking of evil duos, you know?
He's not evil.
Well, I was just playing. It was one thing to go from Star Wars to the Nazis.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
My bad.
Jesus.
I did that. I'm going to raise my hand on that one. My bad.
Here's the thing. I think what you're... Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
Apparently.
I think what you're trying to say is you've got a good front man in Dusty.
Yeah.
Presentable front man, mm-hmm. leader.
Yeah.
And then you've got a behind the scenes guy in Swigart who's just he's not evil.
And is looking to usurp power at any moment.
Now that I think may be true. But
look, I'm saying if Dusty ends up mysteriously dead, I just want everyone to know.
Swag's only one. He's only one move from King.
From the power position. So I'm just saying.
Good Game of Thrones.
Yeah. If I'm Dusty, I just remember what happened to, what was it, Joffrey, right?
Yeah. The
I don't remember what happened
when they
to
poisoned
Joffrey.
Him. It was like very traumatic. And like
he was like a birthday party or a little puppet show, and he just started choking. And he turned all red.
Next time we have like a get together, Dusty, I wouldn't eat. If Swag offers you a cocktail, maybe let someone else try that.
Well, what that means is Swigart, you know, Swag, he's cunning because Swigart, as much as we like to poke fun at him, and a lot of it he brings on himself.
We think.
But he's a big part of this station.
Absolutely.
And he has made himself very valuable here by handling things that no one else wants to.
And that no one else now knows how to
That's
do.
It.
You can't get rid of him.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And so he knows, not to get too into the weeds, but he knows our wide orbit computer system very well, better than anybody. And he knows he schedules, you know, like our play-by-play content and the Duck stuff and all that technical stuff.
We are screwed without Swigard.
Yeah, I mean, there is an element of that where Swigard knows all that, because after, I mean, Jeff knew it, but Jeff left, and now we're looking around going, oh my God, we can't lose Swigard. So he held us over a barrel, and now they're paying him $1 million.
Now he's got a contract. He's like the Jordan Hudson of the fan.
Dude, that's how you play your cards right there. That's a good move.
There's only one of us that has had an office. We've all, you, me, and Swag have been here for 20 plus years.
Dusty doesn't even have an office.
No. So we've all, there's three of us that have been here for 20 years, right? We all came roughly around the same time within a year or two of each other. Have you ever had an office?
No, God, no.
Have I ever had an office?
No.
Who has had an office?
I have.
Swaggy.
Jason Swigard.
You didn't have an office.
Yeah, when we were coming in for shows during COVID, I took the giant GM's office for myself because there was nobody to stop me.
Yeah, that's not an office.
Yeah, come on. You're a squatter. No.
Swag had an office with his name. He's the only one of
us. That's
true. Dude, the man is, he's a power climber. So
he's a fan legend is what he is. And so I'm happy for Swigard. And the worst part is, now I want you all to keep us in your thoughts. Mm-hmm. We had to deal with 1 million congratulatory emails today.
Yes.
On our Odyssey email.
Yeah.
And you know, we anxiously do not await Swag's corporate suck up, you know, thank you response.
Boy, I think he's working on a rough draft right now, and then that's going to be proofread, and there'll be three or four versions of that, and then let's call it what it is. I think the
here's
Swag,
the situation.
I'm thinking the manifesto is probably what comes out. Maybe sometime in the next 3 to 4 days, that's going to be released to the people.
It's such a juxtaposition around here because the fan, it is particularly our show.
Yeah.
It's just so off the rails, you know? It's just like kind of anything goes and you say really random crap and oftentimes offensive crap. Yeah. But then you step 1 foot out the studio and it's a very corporate environment where it's very buttoned up.
Yes.
So it's very, it's a very fine line that Dusty and Swigard will be walking. Well, and I for one, can't wait to make them uncomfortable.
I'm glad
I already did last night on text.
Did you?
I can't talk about it. Yeah.
Between you and Dusty or you and Swag?
Dusty.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, look, he's the boss now.
He is the boss.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, people with are coming in with the silliest things people are offended by.
Yeah.
What else? We have the American flag, which is pretty good.
Are we offended by the... People are offended by the flag?
People are offended by the flag.
Why?
Because for some people, it's become a bad symbol. Or on the other side, you could do like a pride flag. It's been hijacked. Or you could say the pride flag for
like
some people.
Yeah, like being offended by any flag.
Yeah, by any flags. I liked this one. Walking a well-trained dog off leash. I have seen people lose their S over that. And you're like, dude, the dog is...
Yeah, the dog's fine.
The dog's fine. But I
that doesn't bother me. But boy, if it's not well-trained...
Yeah.
I that would bother me.
And this is a good one, too. And I think this is probably behind the swear words. This is number one. This is number one. Nudity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, nudity.
Why are we offended by nudity?
I don't know. Like a teat comes out somewhere.
Who
and we're
cares?
Like, oh,
the
my.
Janet Jackson thing.
Yeah.
Think about the outrage of that.
You had one weird misshaped nipple come out on TV and people lost their ass.
This is why the Euros, you know, granted they've been around longer than we have, but the Euros got it figured out.
Yeah.
They don't.
Well, they cuss like sailors and they use like the C word all the time and they don't care about nudity.
Well, but they don't care about nudity at all.
No. When
think kids run around naked on beaches around there.
Yeah. That happened in Italy a couple of times, and you forget, like we were in Tuscany, and we were at like a little Airbnb type place, and they had a pool, and I was not prepared for it, but there was a German family. Das ist gut, yeah.
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a drop for everything. And so I was down at the pool.
Okay,
and
we apologize.
I was just laying out.
We're going to eat that a lot today.
Dude, the kids just...
Yeah,
geared down, and some of the kids.
Gear up, man.
I'll tell you what, as an uptight American, some of the kids' ages I thought were borderline. Like, what do we like? If I see like a little 3 or 4 year old boy, I think this kid was like 10, and it was a little. It's a little now. To be fair, he wasn't just running around the pool naked, but he was changing. And normally when you change, there's like you wrap a towel, you know, you kind of do one. No, he was just changing. And then he like,
well, why are you looking?
And he was going to talk to mom. And then he went back to dad. It was a thing. You're like,
you're not supposed to be looking at that.
Well, it's hard when it's like right there next to you. You're like,
Well, guys.
By the way, bad choice of words. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, well, you've already had to apologize twice in the first segment. Mm. It's going to be a hell of a show.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Swigard. Let's not be offended by nudity or swear words. Okay, let's all just grow up, be adults.
Rob will be offended by mandatory meetings from Swag. Does Swag have the ability to call meetings?
No, see, this is the beauty of this, is Swag is assistant. Mm. So Swag, dude, come
on. Can the assistant call meetings?
No. This is all going to be... Dusty, by the way, has already called meetings.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy about it. But since he's new and it's like...
You're like, okay, all right, okay.
But no, you want me to ignore an email?
I'm kind of excited.
Have Swag send out a meeting invite.
Someone said, no one's replacing Swag, by the way. Swag will stay with his duties.
Sorry, yeah, no, he's still producing Dirt and Sprague. He's doing the hops thing.
And Dusty, there's a conclave to find out who's replacing him.
He does the pilots thing.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He's doing a lot of stuff, Swigard.
Yeah, Swag will never lose a job. He only gains
jobs. He's the oldest guy here.
Yeah.
But if you took wagers on who is still here in 20 years,
it's him. He'll outlast us all.
Not even close.
Yeah. But no, Dusty will eventually go in and release the white smoke, and they'll get a new host there. But Swag ain't going anywhere.
All right. Start with headlines next on The Fan. We will have Joey Harrington on our show today at 5:30. A little story time. We'll talk about the Pope. He thinks,
he's a good Catholic boy.
Yeah, he is. And last week he was saying that he thought maybe you were a secret cardinal and we're going to be our first stick and puck Pope.
Maybe I am. Well, I didn't get the Pope, but
the papacy.
Who's to say I'm not a secret cardinal?
Well, yeah, we'll hash it out with Joey. Yeah. That'll be at 5:30. Buck and I were talking about this before we get to headlines. The Pope being American really brings us closer to that position. Let me say it another way.
As far as our collective care and connectedness to the Pope,
the Pope being American.
Mm-hmm. You said the Pope always felt like a distant foreign thing.
Yeah, like really.
Yeah.
Like because he's American and there's photos of him at a freaking White Sox game.
Yeah.
And then there's like his Villanova yearbook photo is floating around and somebody's like, oh my God, I partied with that guy.
That's Blackout Bob.
That guy's Blackout Bob. That guy's the Pope.
Yeah.
It's just making it.
Yeah, the Pope shouldn't have gone to Villanova.
It doesn't seem it. But he did.
You think of the Pope as always being 1,000 years old and being from some foreign land and whatever, and this is a dude that just grew up in the south side of Chicago and went to Villanova.
Yeah, and he's the Pope. Yeah. So it makes it more, it just sort of humanizes the position a little bit.
Yeah.
And Buck brought up a great point. He's like, this is like the first Pope that's going to understand that Oregon and Rutgers being in the same conference is weird.
Yeah.
He probably has hot sports takes.
He's probably had that thought or something like it.
Whereas Francis, you tell him that, he's going to look at you like,
Or like, what does he think of the whole Bartman incident and, forgiveness and things like that? I mean, he's got to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Boy, I guess I hadn't fully considered but it's a valid point.
He's the head of the whole church.
Yeah. Has he seen Michael Jordan play in person? Does he think he's basketball Jesus?
Well, he graduated Villanova in 70, I think I saw 76, 77, something like that. So, that is interesting to, by the way, he's been all over the world. I mean, he grew up here.
He's like you and me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's like
you. So I think you and me could be Pope.
I don't think he's like you and me.
Well, at some point he had to have been close, right? A young American child?
When were you at your best?
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good question.
Because like...
Well, it depends on how you define best.
Well, like most Pope-like.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I do know what you mean.
Because like at 10...
Probably now.
At 10, now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
look,
I mean,
at you.
I cuss. I don't really do much else.
No? You've kind of settled into a nice
celibate.
What are you like... I say like
Thank
maybe
you.
When you were like 10.
Thank you. The jokes. Right. I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem like why. What's 10? The point?
I don't know.
Like what? I see. If the Pope's grown up in America, he has an American childhood.
Yeah.
At what point does he diverge to actually being a really good human?
Yeah.
Whereas the rest of us just
continue
become
to be
us
a horrible human being.
That's a good. That's a good question.
When did he become Tingus? That's an inside joke, but if you understand what Tingus is, God bless you.
It's not that inside. You should. We've told people you need to be watching Righteous Gemstones. Yes. And by the way, this is the last season. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's it.
They're wrapping it up. That show is gold.
I'm sorry. I need Bible Bonkers and Tingus on my television right now. I would watch both of those fictional shows.
This is a tangent, but I would like
tangent?
I would like to offer up that the studio. Have you watched The Studio yet?
Yes.
With Seth Rogen.
The studio's great.
Dude, that show is rivaling Righteous Gemstones. Yes. It is genius.
The first two episodes, they come in so hot.
Yeah, see, I think the last two, the two of the last three.
Oh, I've got the last two to go.
Okay, so there's pediatric oncologist, and then there's casting. Freaking brilliant. It's Seth Rogen. Mm-hmm. It's on Apple. It's worth a watch. It's really easy watch. It's only like 30-minute episodes.
He plays he gets the head of a studio.
It's very inside Hollywood.
Isn't it loosely based off of a true story?
No, I just think it's his observations of Hollywood, and it's freaking, you can tell it comes from the inside.
Because it's got real people, like Martin Scorsese is playing Martin Scorsese.
It's freaking brilliant. Really, and what was I going to say about it?
I don't know. We're talking Gemstones and Tingus and
fleeting thought. Oh well. See, I could never be Pope.
No. We were asking.
Anyway,
when you were at your most Pope, and then you diverged. Well,
I think I'm at my most Pope like now.
Nice.
But when he diverged, probably in his teens, right?
Right. I would think by the time when you're like in maybe after college, because college you probably got to have some.
Yeah, but see, I think, because we all knew that guy in college that was like, wow,
he was on the straight and narrow.
That guy could be, you know.
I think I was at one, I went to a religious institution, and I might have been at my worst when I was at the religious institution. So, you know, it's like, but I did go to school with people like that were really,
put together,
like dialed in.
Amazed that people
were like Team Jesus, like the whole way.
I'm amazed that people are like that so young.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a late bloomer. Actually, some could argue I've never bloomed. But
I just assumed that, like, when you go to BYU, they tell you, like, here's the rules, like, you can't do any of this stuff. And I just assumed, like, everyone else, they just were like me and were like, yeah, that's not gonna, you know. And then when you find out that there are people that are really, like, hard line like that, you're like, really? And it's kind of a shock, and that probably said more about me than it did them.
Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. The studio is just... It's very Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes. Very cringy.
It is very cringy.
There are moments where it's hard to watch what's happening. You're that like, is, oh.
I've heard that most about, especially the front end of the season. I've heard the first couple episodes are like, like skin crawl moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rogan pushes your buttons for sure. It's great. All right.
Sports?
All right. Kind of. Our first topic and headlines will be about Jordan Hudson. So,
oh, yeah, we were getting to headlines, and then we got...
Is that sports?
It's sports adjacent.
I mean, anything involving Bill Belichick.
There's denials, retractions.
Yeah,
doubling downs.
I have a hard time with this story here. Just this.
I don't.
This particular headline of this ongoing saga. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that. And Draymond Green has called his reputation an agenda. It is a narrative.
This is one of the dumbest pieces of audio that you will ever hear.
So we'll get to that in headlines next, but first, Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi. I was taking a drink of water there. It's a timeout. It's a timeout.
D.O., baby! D.O.!
What? We'll get to Draymond in a moment. But we've got more Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick news.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
There's a scathing story and then a rebuttal and...
There's all kinds of stuff about this situation.
Look, that thing is a cluster F and we all know it.
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
And it's only going to get worse because people are... People are sniffing around.
People are going to keep digging. So Pablo Torres going to do a tell-all.
Pablo Torre. He had this, and I, Buck, you forwarded that to me, but I'll be honest, I did not listen.
It's long. It's not.
It's his podcast. But you're saying that he was saying that he has investigated Jordan.
I guess he's
Hudson.
Talked to 11 different people in their lives about her involvement or something like that, and. He said it was made pretty clear to him on no uncertain terms that she is, because of how the higher-ups feel, has become persona non grata at UNC. And that was what led to the report. He said people aggregated it so it sounded worse than it was, but it was just like, banned. She's been banned from the buildings. Right. And then they're like, well, no, she hasn't. But that he's saying that doesn't mean they don't want her there, and they have expressed as much.
Right.
Yeah, and he said that he had filed a ton of public records requests with her name.
This
and
is Pablo.
Pablo, yeah. And North Carolina will not respond to him. And he says he claimed from the highest levels of North Carolina that they are having these discussions, that she has become a massive problem. And so they responded. This is from North Carolina.
So the story today was
yes.
that North Carolina has banned her from... the football facility.
That was the story this morning, and then before we even got to lunchtime, they were like, no, that's not true,
North Carolina said, well, Jordan Hudson is not an employee. They want that known. Yeah. At the University of Carolina Athletics, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities. Really? Jordan will continue to manage all activities related to Coach Belichick's personal brand outside of his responsibilities for Carolina football and the university. Basically what they're saying is she is no longer involved in anything regarding football because she was. Remember, that was the infamous include her on all emails sent to Bill, and she was there at practice. So clearly,
God, she was at practice.
She was at practice.
What the hell is she doing at practice?
Did you see her like walk on the field during their scrimmage or spring game to like fix something in his pocket or something like that? she is on him.
So North Carolina is claiming that this is fake news. Of course, Bill claims that it's fake news. He claimed that 60 Minutes, it was a railroad interview job, which is total horse crap. Look, this has become a problem. Bill hired a separate PR firm outside of Jordan Hudson the moment after that interview aired. His family thinks this is a problem. So this is their way. But Bill's not willing to give up the 24-year-old Skush. He's not punting on that. So basically,
she has something over
him. She's got something over him. And so North Carolina, well, I know what she's got on him too. He's like 74. He's not giving that up. That doesn't come along every day. So this is their way of being like, no, she hasn't been banned, but she's not an employee. She's not related to anything football. She's not going to be on the emails, but she's still welcome at the facilities. And my guess is Bill and her have had to have an uncomfortable conversation of just, we need to dial it back a notch or two. And eventually, if I'm like projecting this out, this thing's going to blow up and she'll eventually will write a tell all and it's going to get ugly for Bill. Cause that was what Pablo had reported, is that members of the Bill's family thought that this could really negatively impact his legacy. And that leads me to believe that this relationship could be more problematic than anyone wants to let on.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that it's problematic.
According to Tori, quote, these guys are watching Jordan come in and they're eye rolling. They're nudging each other. That was the description. But they're not telling Bill. They're not telling Coach that this is a bad idea. So she comes in and out alphas everybody in the room. And that's how, in a short amount of time, in a period of months, they've watched her take power. Goes on to say that one source who worked with her on one of Belichick's shows stated that she's, quote, the worst person I've ever met and I've worked with multiple sociopaths.
God! Who said that?
So, a source who has worked with both of them.
Was that Pablo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pablo said that he's like, I stand by every one of this. And he said, this comes from the highest and the closest sources.
He's like, this is good, real reporting.
This is good, real reporting.
I love this story.
So look, the fact of the matter is you had a guy that for 30 years was known as the most hard-nosed, no nonsense, do your job, no days off, right?
It's already been addressed.
Insta-faces, you know, all this crap. And in the matter of a few months, dude, he has put his head squarely in between cheeks and it's so buried up in there that he can't see what a clown he looks like. I don't know how this is going to affect North Carolina as far as wins and losses, but dude, this is I don't remember another guy whose reputation or at least like personality has made such a hard left-hand turn. I mean, he was the
most...
It's
very out of character.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which is also why I'm sticking to my guns that he dumps her. And I think it's going to be on the tarmac in Dublin next year.
Well, he better give her a big...
What's the price tag on that NDA to get her to not write the book?
Millions.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, now, you know, she's... There's all kinds of rumors about, again, how they met. And she had a previous old, you know, millionaire boyfriend. And I just don't think you want her. If you're Bill, I don't think you can afford a rogue Jordan Hudson out there.
Well, if he cared about his career, he's 73. He's 73.
Yeah.
If he cared about his career, he would dump her.
Yes.
This is way too problematic. Yeah. If he does not dump her, he is either, like you said, he's either being blackmailed or he is so far in, and the power of the P will...
It's possible.
It does do this to some men.
Well,
he is so far in that he isn't even seeing what's happening, and that's even scarier. Well,
everyone has known the guy who gets lost in the maze, and it just nothing else matters.
I get that. Great
men, more great men have fallen
this way.
This way.
No, that's very true.
Than any other.
In a lot, that is so true. But I would say that if there's one guy in sports that we would have guessed would never fall into this trap, it's Belichick.
Yeah.
He's 73. She's 24.
Hey, man. There's pills out there.
He doesn't even have
pills and lotions.
He wears cutoff sweatshirts with holes in them. He doesn't care about anything but football.
If you would have told me 2 years ago that Bill was going to be on Instagram catching his girlfriend as a mermaid, like, this is the same guy that said, your face, my face, insta face.
I mean, again, we've seen these football guys and they're just all about football. They don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, well,
it's just so out of character.
Football kind of got taken away from him a little bit, and he needed something to fill that hole, and I think
he's filling a hole.
Well, he filled a hole.
I'll tell you what.
Well,
man.
I guess they're saying, to his book that he was promoting, that he was all proud of, is a total tank job, too.
Tank job? What
like,
does that
no
mean?
One's buying it.
Well,
like,
yes, because this we talked about this while you're gone. Of course no one's buying it, because he didn't put anything that we want in it. He's an idiot. Listen, Bill Belichick, and this ties in perfectly to what we're going to talk about next, which is Draymond Green's comments today. Yeah. Bill Belichick did the exact same thing with the CBS interview. Yeah. He comes out and he says, they are painting me in a way that isn't accurate.
Yeah.
And it's a narrative, and the media is out to get me. And all of that is just not true. It's never true. Yeah. It's amazing to me how many successful, smart people like Bill Belichick or Draymond Green or whomever think this.
Yeah.
Belichick is absolutely out to lunch if he thinks anybody wants to read a book about how he about his career and how he worked his way. No, dude, we want to hear about your version of your relationship with Tom Brady. Yeah. We want to hear about your version of your relationship with Robert Kraft.
And we'd like to explain away this.
And what is this? All of it. This is what we want. And if you don't see that, you're an idiot.
You can, and the fact that he thinks that it's not interesting, the Jordan Hudson thing.
Exactly.
Like, realize, someone pointed out, this would be the equivalent if my next girlfriend was born right now. If my next future girlfriend
I'm
47. Yeah. If she was being born right now, today.
Well, there have been a bunch of jokes about how she wasn't even alive at a time of multiple Super Bowls that he won. I mean, it's
and
like,
he doesn't,
not even alive.
And he can't understand why people might be interested in how they met.
Dude, he is, maybe you're right. Maybe it's just he is so freaking out to lunch. Yeah. Maybe he is just a bigger dolt than we even know, other than his football acumen.
And this is my point. Not that I've been around the NFL forever, but getting a glimpse of that, and I was around football a lot in my life for the first 25 years of it. You will meet people that are the smartest football minds you've ever been around. They have forgotten more about football than I will never know, and you get them away from football, and you are shocked and how ignorant and dumb and unworldly they are, because every ounce of their being was poured into football. And I do think that, especially in relationships, I think Bill may be one of those guys.
Well, he's got kids, right? Well, we know he's got kids. And he's been married.
Yeah, but you wonder
and he's dated for long periods of time.
You wonder how much of that, trust me, man, there's a lot of coaches that are married and they see their wives 7 seconds, every other Tuesday.
Well, I get it, but I'm just saying at least he has not been single for 73 years and now is dating a 24-year-old prostitute.
Yeah.
He has lived those other elements of life.
Yeah.
No matter how little.
Sure.
Of course, we know he's probably had his head buried in football most of the time, but it blows me away that he sits down with CBS for an interview about his book
and he
can't figure out why they're asking him these lines of questions. Yeah. And then he has the balls to come out and say, oh, they're just painting a narrative that isn't true. Dude, wake up.
It'd be like if I showed up with a toupee tomorrow on the show and then was like, what are you talking about?
Right. It's like, I just can't believe this narrative.
I'm here to talk about sports, Isaac, not my hair.
Yeah, what is this?
We're not talking about that. No, why would you want to even talk about that?
Someone says, my wife is pregnant with my first girl. You stay away from my daughter, Sook. No, I won't.
Ew.
I'll just sit in the shadows and wait.
The other kind of revelation from the Pablo Torre thing is that it may have been the reason she didn't want to talk about how they met is that they or she lied about her age then, and she was actually 19 when they met, when he was 69, and so the gap would be 50 years, and she was a technical teenager.
Dude, we all...
Optics of that not great, and so they've been avoiding the details of that
story.
I'll tell
you what, there is nothing that you could tell me about how they met, whether that is on a sugar daddy website or she was 19 or there's 18. She could have been 12. There's nothing about that you could tell me that I'd be like, I don't believe that.
Well, I don't know about 12.
Yeah, I know. But my point is, you're not going to shock me with anything. You're just not.
I mean, is there really a difference between 69 and 19 and... Yeah.
No, there's not at all, but I think the optics of her technically being a teenager, they thought were problematic.
The optics are so good now.
Yeah, well, it's like... worse than they even are now.
I don't know. Do you think of a 19-year-old as more 17, 18, or do you think of a 19-year-old as more early 20s, like 20, 21?
The teen still gets you the heebie-jeebies.
Because, I mean, she was a college student either way, but just hearing 19 instead of 20
or 21.
Yeah,
the moment you hear 20, as an old, dirty man, there's probably
that's where it flips.
People can just, well, yeah, she's 20. But when you hear the teen, you're like,
I got to wait a couple months.
Yeah, I got to wait a little bit on that one.
God.
It's all creepy.
All right, well, Draymond is going the way of Belichick, and he now somehow believes that his reputation... is a narrative being spun by the media. The big bad media strikes again. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whiskey bottle.
Whiskey bottle. The brand new car.
Whiskey bottle. It's Leonard
we
Skinner.
We want the daddy!
That's the name of the song? No, it's called That Smell. That was the first line of the song.
Oh.
Whiskey bottle!
Can I be honest with something before we tangent again? I'm not the biggest Leonard Skinner fan.
Well, neither am I. But I know that song.
I don't know that.
Yeah, this is a jam, though.
You don't know That Smell?
No, I don't.
Really?
I think I know that one.
Huh. It's actually a pretty good song. I'm going to go ahead and...
I'm also not a huge Skinner fan, but I like this track a lot.
Yeah. Have you seen... Damn it.
No, we're not getting tangent.
But
did
wait.
I... No, sports.
Have you seen the ad?
Oh,
the,
my God. We're doing it again.
The Starbucks ad? Roy! Roy, Roy, Roy!
Oh, that old one? That one's
dude,
great.
Is that
from back,
old?
From back in the... That's an old ad.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think they reprised it recently, but yeah,
dude,
that was a big deal like 15, 20 years ago.
Back from lunch! Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, I think it might have even been an old Super Bowl commercial from like 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had to look into that. So if you'll see it now that I've mentioned it.
Okay. Let me pull it up. I'll play it.
Yeah.
It's funny audio-wise.
It's good. So it's their whole bit, I don't know, it's some Starbucks iced drink or something, but the guy's coming back to work after lunch and he needs the iced drink to, you know, to handle his business in the afternoon at the office.
Sure.
And the band is following him. Now it's set to Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
And so when I looked at the band, so the band is following him singing and playing as he's walking through the office coming back from lunch.
Okay.
Roy.
2004.
God,
no,
no kidding.
I haven't seen that one.
So I was looking at the band going, that's not Survivor, because I know what Survivor looks like.
I don't know what Survivor looks like.
Well, the
you
little...
You don't know what
I do.
Survivor
yes,
looks like.
I absolutely... Well, the lead singer. I was looking at the lead singer going, that's not... Did they get a new lead singer? So then I had to go look up who is the band in the Starbucks commercial. And the band is a band called Legends of Classic Rock.
Oh.
And they have guys from... there's one guy from Quiet Riot.
Hmm.
There's one guy from Blue Oyster Cult. There's one guy from White Lion.
Wow.
And the little guy, lead singer guy, is from Great White.
So they all, once bitten, twice shy. So they all just get together and play like crappy, like,
yeah,
80s.
They're like a glorified 80s cover band.
Huh.
And they still play today. So the little guy, his name is Terry, and he was the lead singer of Great White from 2010.
Once bitten, twice shy, baby.
But this was way after.
Way
so
after.
This is, so okay. He was lead singer of Great White in 2010.
Okay, so after no one had cared about Great White for like 30 years?
Great White was popular in the 80s.
Yes.
And so Janie Lane, so the tie-in here is that Janie Lane, do you remember him?
Yes, he was the, what was he the?
He was the lead singer of Warrant.
Warrant.
And he's the one who married Bobby Brown from they met on the Cherry Pie commercial, or the video.
Bobby Brown was also on the cover of Great White's album.
So Janie Lane was a fill-in lead singer for Great White. I don't know what happened, but Terry took over for Janie Lane, and then Janie Lane is the one who drank himself to death at a Comfort Inn.
I get him confused with the lead singer of Winger.
That's
Kip Winger, but those are very interchangeable. Which, Warrant? By the way, I'm glad that we got to all of this.
Roy! I'm sorry. It's a great ad. And I hope...
I'll have it in 13 seconds.
Okay, 13 seconds it is. I'm going to wait for it, because we can always do Draymond next segment. And we will. We will. I want to get to Draymond.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Do you want to get to it?
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to... I do kind of want to hear that. Now.
All right, here's the commercial.
Okay, this is... Glenn! This is the old...
Glenn's the man. Going to work. Got his tie, got ambition. He knows one day he just could become supervisor.
And then new guy gets on the elevator.
Starbucks double shot espresso drink. Bring on the day.
That's phenomenal. I'm pissed off I haven't seen that before.
Yeah, you'll see it.
How amped up would you be if you had your own personal theme
music? Dude, it'd be great, especially those guys.
That's like from the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Where they're like, what is that? Like, that's my theme music. Every good hero should have some. So as he walks along the street, he has a band that plays his theme music behind him wherever he goes. Because if you're going to be a black hero, you got to have good theme music.
So is Survivor still together? I know you were thinking that.
I can't imagine that they are.
They are.
At the actual, or they, is it just like...
They have a changed lineup, but they are active.
Yeah, again.
Yeah.
Lineup. Is there one member of Survivor?
Well, let's find out.
See, this is what
does Survivor have a Survivor?
You know, people make fun of people like they're like, okay, boomer, because Metallica is my favorite band. Yeah, at least Metallica has roughly the same lineup. They've changed a bassist, and that was only because the guy died.
Survivor has had 23 past members.
Thank you. So,
but they're still rocking.
Yeah, no, they're not
out there.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
if you don't have a single original, I don't think you can.
You're not rocking.
That should be a rule, by the way.
They performed. Oh wait, that's not right. As recently as 2020,
they are not rocking.
They toured.
They're not rocking.
Just before the COVID shutdown. But they have not resumed since 2020.
No.
COVID killed Survivor.
Thank God.
What do you mean, thank God? That's a great band.
No, thank God. They're going to be touring with Rat any moment.
Oh, take that back.
Maybe the Georgia Satellites.
Ooh, I like them.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I like the Georgia Satellites.
No one does.
Better song than... what was their hit?
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands. Are you going Battleship?
That's a jam. But Battleship Chains is even more of a jam.
Stop it.
Hell yeah. And there's Rat.
Round and round.
Can you name another Survivor hit?
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is.
Actually, I think they did another Rocky song. I think they did Burning Heart.
They did do Burning Heart.
I think you're right.
They did High on You.
Yeah. No.
Because I'm high on you.
The only other song
it
that
sounded
matters,
just like that.
If not for Rocky Balboa, no one would ever have heard of Survivor.
They also...
And Burning Heart, by the way, controversial statement, a better song than Eye of the Tiger.
They also did The Search is Over.
Yeah, no one cares. It's the two Rocky songs. And
they
Burning
also
Heart,
did,
I agree with you, by the way.
Song.
I agree.
They also did I Can't Hold Back.
Which no one's heard. Nobody.
They did Man Against the World.
What?
Man Against the World. Man Against World.
Yeah. Seems so good.
Desperate Dreams. Children of the Night. Popular Girl.
Okay, we apologize.
I'm Not That Man Anymore. Is This Love?
I think somewhere. That's, they didn't sing Is This Love.
It's a different
version.
Yeah,
I don't think they did Is This Love.
Well, that's the name of one of their songs. I'm reading it. You think I know all these? You think I'm rattling this off the top of my head?
I'm guessing that is
it. Is This Love? That was Whitesnake.
You'll appreciate it. Now I'm going to, we're about to tangent again.
I'm feeling.
We were roaming a thrift shop the other day. It was like a couple weeks ago.
Rocking to the door.
I found a, they had like a bunch of cassettes, and oh my God, it was all 80s metal.
Hell yeah.
And it was, I got to pull this up.
They have Y&T in there.
Dude, this lineup of tapes, I wanted to just make an offer on the entire collection, but they wanted like $9 a tape.
How many tapes?
It was probably like 30 of them.
Okay.
But I'll pull it up here maybe at some point, and we need to go through.
Yeah.
There is a thrift shop in downtown Vancouver where you can get 80s metal tapes, and it's some impressive
stuff.
So
you have the list, or you have a photo of the tape.
I took a photo.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear this.
I gotta find it.
All right. Well, we've got Draymond Green audio coming up next, too.
If we can get by this 80s metal thing.
See what happens. Hour two next on The Fan.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.